This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so we're going to go through the flurry of moves that happened yesterday and even Sunday a little bit. Sam Darnold, 3 years, $100 million to the Seahawks. What do you guys think?
I'm curious to what they're doing. Now, for Sam Darnold, I get it because he's going back to the West Coast, and he's also going to be paired up with Clint Kubiak, who was the OC in San Francisco, and he has credited him before as a guy that and a system that revitalized his career. That was ultimately done in Minnesota, but he's very comfortable with the system, with the play caller, has a relationship. So from Sam Darnold's perspective, I get it. From Seattle's perspective, I'm very curious because no DK Metcalf. They've gotten rid of all of the – no Tyler Lockett.
Mm-hmm. Smith and Jigba, though, and he did emerge last year.
One.
They don't have very many weapons, and he's not a very good quarterback. Look, only $55 million is guaranteed. Half the deal is guaranteed. He's a Band-Aid quarterback, but this is just delaying the inevitable. Seattle's going to need a quarterback.
And here's the other thing. They are last year, Minnesota, great receivers and a good offensive line.
Yeah.
Seattle, one receiver and not a good offensive line.
Just interesting. The Seahawks blew that up at 10-7.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope Mike McDonald survives Sam Darnold. All right. Justin Fields, 2 years, $40 million to Aaron Glenn and the Jets.
All right. It's kind of the same thing as Sam Darnold to me. It's a Band-Aid quarterback. Aaron Glenn saw firsthand that Fields is athletic and extending plays, but Aaron Glenn should also have seen that Justin Fields holds onto the ball too long and doesn't process fast enough.
Well, and again, I always go back to what was the big turnaround for Detroit? What are the big turnaround for other teams? It's building the offensive line and defensive lines. And they don't have an offensive line, so you better have a quarterback that can create on his own, that can get out of trouble on his own. Maybe he's not the best passer. Maybe he's not the best quarterback, but he's a guy that can get you out of trouble. It's only for 2 years until they find a path to a better quarterback.
Is this just Aaron Glenn he fell in love with when he used to play against the Lions and against Justin Fields, and he's like, he remembers the good times?
Yeah, I just don't understand $20 million a year for a guy who couldn't crack the Steeler lineup a year ago and was replaced in Chicago.
That's the bigger problem with yesterday. What an overhyped event in my mind, because the players that are moving on for big money, it's become the NBA. Mm. All right, Najee Harris, 1 year, just under $10 million with the Chargers late last night.
It's a prove-it deal. Prove-it he's still got it. I know he's productive in Pittsburgh, but running backs always have an expiration date. I think this is a great pickup for the Chargers. We all know that Jim Harbaugh wants to run the ball. He's got a couple of guys that can do it now. He could share the load in the backfield. So for the Chargers, nice pickup. For Najee Harris, go out there, have yourself a hell of a year, get a new deal next year.
When Harbaugh talks about this move, he's going to remember recruiting Najee Harris and losing that battle. He ended up going to Alabama, but was recruited by Harbaugh. He finally gets him. And yeah, they're going to run the ball. I think that fit makes a lot of sense.
There's a lot of tread on that tire, and that's why I think they just went 1 year. Yep. Like, I'd be surprised if he's probably back with them next year.
Yeah, that's why I think there's he's the definition of a guy that's approaching that expiration date.
Let's spend a little more time on this, because there is an NFC North team involved, and that's the Bears. They had Drew Dalman, Dio Odabingo. Is that how you say it? I don't think so. I think I screwed that up. Grady Jarrett, three big names.
They're super active. And Dalman completes the interior of that offensive line because they traded for Tooney and Jonah Jackson. It's clear Ben Johnson knows if he's going to have any chance of replicating the success he had in Detroit, it starts up front. Grady Jarrett, I hope they realize they're paying for 2025 and 2026. I didn't think that move made very much sense.
No, I don't necessarily think that made a whole lot of sense, but they had a plenty of cap space. They blew it on two guys that I think aren't necessarily going to pay off. One of them is Jonah Jackson. The other is Grady Jarrett. I'm curious as to how much Dalman and Tooney can cover for Jonah Jackson, because if you have a weak spot in there, it's going to be exposed. And they're doing things the way they feel they need to be done by building the offensive line and continuing to strengthen that defense. Defense is good.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see how it plays out for him.
I think the Jarrett thing had a little maybe Michael Brockers flavor to it for Ben Johnson.
Bit, yeah.
Set a tone, set a culture. He's a better player, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
I don't
much better.
Diss him, but I mean, at the same time, I think that's this is the way we're doing things around here. All right, the big winner from the Super Bowl, we knew it was going to be Josh Sweat to the Cardinals for 4 years, just over $75 million.
I mean, back up the Brinks truck for a guy. Does he deserve it? Sure. But he went from Super Bowl champ to I'm just going to get paid, and now I'm going to spend 4 years in Arizona wishing I could win.
Timing's everything, isn't it, in life?
Oh, sure. I mean, you have the Super Bowl.
When's our timing coming?
Well, he was a guy middle of the day. People were poking around. Hey, could he be a Detroit Lion?
So depressing.
And he's not a Detroit Lion. He would have made a lot of sense for Detroit.
I don't know if I'm more jealous of Josh Sweat and the money he made off of one game, because he did. This might be Larry Brown. Look, he's a good player. He's a good player.
He was going to get paid. Now, he got paid a little bit more because he had a couple big moments in a big game, but he had a really good year. He's had a couple of really good years.
History repeats itself. I just got a Larry Brown feeling to this when he won Super Bowl. Didn't he win Super Bowl MVP with the Cowboys, or he was close to winning it? The guy that maybe, you don't even know who I'm talking about.
But hold on.
Josh, no, not the basketball coach.
Thank you for clarifying. Sweat had 25 and a half sacks the last three seasons. It's not like he's a bum out here.
Right.
Yeah. Is that double digits? Yes,
11 in one of those years. 8 last year.
Trade time. Laremy Tunsil and the fourth round pick to the Commanders for a 3rd and 7th this year and then a 2nd and 4th next year.
Look, we've talked about this. It makes all the sense in the world for the Commanders because they can continue to surround their dynamic rookie quarterback. Debo via trade, now Tunsil to get his blind spot. And the trade itself, they didn't have to give up very much. I don't understand it from Houston's standpoint.
Nope. I don't either, because you've got two quarterbacks. One, C.J. Stroud, who's just finishing his second year. And obviously we know what's going on in Washington, only finishing his first year. And if you're going to support a young quarterback, one, you want to give them weapons to throw the ball to, but you have to make sure they're protected. The biggest threat to a young quarterback is they become gun-shy because they get hit constantly. C.J. Stroud was hit constantly last year, and they traded the one individual that was giving him even a measure of protection. Now he's in Washington. Look out, because Washington is going to be a force for the foreseeable future, somebody that the Lions will have to contend with in the playoffs on a regular basis.
Yeah, I was trying to make sense of this one. I told you guys I thought this was the biggest move of the offseason so far, actually, that affects the Lions especially because it gives them a tackle. And I did watch the Texans last year quite a bit, and there were little times of slippage for Tunsil, but I don't understand how they didn't get a first-round pick for him. Like, I don't understand. The Commanders are picking late in the first round. I don't know why they didn't hold out for a number one.
His pass protection grade is still one of the highest in the NFL. He is very consistent. You're not going to win every single matchup, every single game. You're going to have some, as you put it, slippage. But he was the one thing that C.J. Stroud could count on.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He did have some penalty issues and not as good in the run, but for a left tackle, the primary goal is keep elite pass rushers at bay, and he does it as well as anybody.
All right. Seahawks traded Geno Smith to the Raiders and DK Metcalf to the Steelers. What do you make of these trades for the teams that receive these players?
So Geno Smith going to the Raiders seems like a no-brainer. He's paired up with Pete Carroll. And Pete Carroll, like, path to a quarterback. How many times have we said those words with the Raiders? They weren't drafting in a position or even this year to be able to get a quarterback. He's their bridge quarterback. And then, you know, DK Metcalf to the Steelers, it's they wanted a weapon. They also need somebody to pair with George Pickens. I'm just not so sure that those two personalities are going to be the best chemistry.
So I know you asked.
TBD.
I know you asked about the teams they're going to. Can I focus on Seattle here?
Sure.
A 10-win team? Is McDonald like a jerk or something? Like, why does everybody want out of here?
Well, I don't necessarily know that Geno Smith wanted out. He was traded. I don't think he demanded a trade.
He got a contract.
I will say this. I don't know about what the Seahawks are doing, at least temporarily, but they admitted they weren't good enough. They could not do this with the three receivers they had, K-9 and Geno Smith, so they decided to blow it up. All right, Eagles trade Kenny Pickett to the Browns to exact revenge in the AFC North on the Steelers.
Insert humor and laughter and joking. I'm not really sure why the Browns are adding Kenny Pickett and giving up a draft pick, but God bless.
Well, they're using Kenny Pickett to try and get a better draft pick next year.
So Deshaun, he's the meat shield. Just throw him out there.
Absolutely. He's the meat shield. Yeah. And it's, I mean, I think the Browns have now entered the most tortured fan base across the NFL. If you are getting sympathy from Lions fans who have been tortured for so long, and everybody's looking at them going, oh, bless your heart. I mean, with what they've done with the quarterback position, Myles Garrett, and the fact that he wanted out, now they've paid him, it just is, it's awful.
All right, we're going to make this the last one and foreshadow a little bit. Two big names that haven't moved yet, Aaron Rodgers and Cooper Kupp. Where do they end up?
I want to see Aaron Rodgers end up in Pittsburgh. It sounds like that might be where he ends up, but you mentioned it. Aaron Rodgers, George Pickens, DK Metcalf, what could possibly go wrong? And Cooper Kupp, I think he ends up in Seattle.
Rodgers to the Steelers, there's a lot of smoke, and yeah, the combustibility would be great theater. For Kupp, how about he stays in L.A.? Chargers.
Yeah, they need somebody.
Mm-hmm. And that's your Tuesday touchdown. It's 97.1.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.